This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone.
Chilling audio from air traffic control just after an American Airlines jet from Kansas with 64 people on board collided with an Army helicopter carrying three soldiers as the plane approached Reagan National Airport near Washington. Both aircraft plunged into the Potomac. At least 19 bodies have been pulled from the river so far. John Potter heads the airport authority.
It's a very difficult situation out there with the cold. It's very dark, but there are numerous boats out there. There are dive teams out there.
Sources tell CBS News one of the plane's black boxes has been recovered. Team coverage begins with CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Military helicopters operate in the D.C. area. That's not unusual. There is communication. It is a bit of a tightly choreographed dance, but certainly something went very, very wrong here. Something that hasn't gone wrong in the United States in 16 years. That's the last time there was a commercial airplane crash.
I'm Stacy Lynn. U.S. Figure Skating has confirmed that several of their members were on American Airlines Flight 5342. The athletes, coaches, and their families were returning home from the National Development Camp in Wichita, Kansas. This man says his daughter's best friend and her mom were among them.
I haven't heard much. I got off work and I came straight here to be with my friend. She's an ice skater.
The airport is scheduled to reopen at 11 a.m. Eastern at the earliest. The president says he's been fully briefed on the crash. Correspondent Natalie Brand from Reagan National.
In a statement, President Donald Trump says he's monitoring the situation. Separately on social media, he questioned the actions of the helicopter and air traffic control prior to the collision.
Hamas has released another Israeli hostage. Agam Berger was freed to the Red Cross in northern Gaza this morning. The BBC's Yolande Nell from Jerusalem.
She is the last of the young female soldiers who were snatched from this army base very close to the edge of Gaza on the 7th of October to be released.
Two Israeli civilians are also expected to be freed today in exchange for 110 Palestinian prisoners. Confirmation hearings begin on Capitol Hill for Kash Patel, the president's controversial pick for FBI director. CBS's Torian Small.
His hearing comes days after an anonymous whistleblower penned a letter to Senate Democrats claiming Patel leaked information to the press during a 2020 hostage recovery mission in Yemen.
Mr. Trump's nominee for director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, also faces a confirmation hearing today. NASDAQ futures up 107. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Walworth County man is dead after a Racine County crash yesterday afternoon. It happened near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in the town of Norway. At this point, it's believed the victim was unfamiliar with the area and pulled out in front of an eastbound utility truck. Despite the efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The 28-year-old truck driver is from Racine. He's said to be fully cooperating with investigators. It's a 10:30 start time this morning for an important Kenosha community discussion about money. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a community town hall this morning at the Unified Building on 52nd Street. It's to discuss the upcoming February 18th referendum. If you can't make it, the meeting will be live streamed on Kenosha Unified's YouTube channel. Unified voters can submit questions about the district's request for an extra $23 million. Racine Unified is expected to hold similar sessions as they look for more money in an April referendum. There's a name change for a downtown Racine event. What was known as the Racine Harbor Market will now be known as the Racine Haymarket. It's a nod to what the Monument Square area used to be long ago. The original harbor name came from Kenosha, where their harbor market was set up next to the harbor. When the Haymarket returns this summer, they'll need some vendors. The Downtown Racine Corporation is looking for people to showcase their wares on the 7 Thursday night events. There's more about how to get involved on the DRC website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers, ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won six of their last seven games. The Badgers have lost two of their last three. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight. Light south winds developing with lows in the mid-20s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, gusty south winds and highs in the lower 50s. There will be a rain chance Thursday night. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 22.
Someone told me they made the first Star Wars movie. The entire cast and crew was on drugs because it was the 70s. They had some wild times back then or something. That kind of seems to make sense. Can you imagine a writer's meeting for the movie Star Wars? Okay, dig this, man. His name's Chewbacca. He's a Wookiee. No, those are his lines. Write that down. Spell it right. All the other writers are like, George, you want to take a break? It's like, what if you're an actor in the 70s auditioning for the part of a Wookiee? That's got to be embarrassing, right? It's like, next.
Day of the week. good morning. Hi, wakey wakey. It's 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here for local news and Tampa's hit to WRJN on a, what is today morning? Thursday morning, January 30th. Last night, I have a friend, Heidi, who tracks satellites and all this kind of stuff in outer space. So when they pass over Racine, we know the exact time. She just tracks this stuff. So last night, she said at 6:43, last night, the space station will fly above Racine. Now, it's happened before. I've seen it before. And she gives you the direction. She gives you the exact minute. And she says it will go from west, northwest to south. So I went in my backyard, go where it's real dark, and sure enough, 6:43, there was the space station flying high above Racine. It goes real fast. It's like a shooting star, like, but it goes real fast. Last time, you could actually hear the motor running because it was right above my house. This was a little bit to the south, but you can still see it. So I tried to take a picture of it. And not a picture, but a video. So I got it all aimed. I thought I hit the start button. But I didn't hit the start button. I don't know what happened. But anyway, it just looks like a white dot anyway. But it's going to be again tonight, tomorrow. There's a few more times you can see the space station above us. I'll look it up on my phone later and tell you the exact time. But it's really neat knowing there are people up there flying around in that space station. And I want to thank Heidi for getting us that information. Hey, it's 6:11, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Here's Jackie to Shannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand.
Shannon, local news, Tamla's Hits at WRJN 613. Sunshine today with a high near 53. Yeah, I double-checked. It is 53. Cloudy chance of rain tonight. Lows 36. Rain early on tomorrow. Then becoming sunny with a high near 39. Saturday, cloudy. Highs 36. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs 48. I don't want to say it, but is winter over? Don't forget about that big 24-inch snowstorm we had on Groundhog Day a few years back. Currently, it's clear. 23 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, if you had some candy, you know, the candy hearts, things you buy around Valentine's Day, little hard candies, little shaped like hearts, with Marry Me on it next month, you might need a prenup. Sweethearts just launched a jokey ad campaign claiming that candy hearts with messages are legally binding. Don't worry, they're really not. But you were scared a little bit there for a second, weren't you? Johnny Rivers. Baby, I need your lovin'. 614. Local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN.
Baby, I need your lovin'. Baby, I need your lovin'. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Baby, I need your loving. Man, he had a lot of hit songs, didn't he? Secret Agent Man. I got to dig that up one of these days. He did the theme song to the TV show Secret Agent Man. And every time I hear his name, that's what I think about. Hey, it's 618 Local News. Timeless Hits at WRJM. Here's a unique side hustle idea. A guy in Ohio bought two vending machines a couple of years ago and just pays a company to restock them. All he does is go and collect the money each week. So he paid $600 for the Coca-Cola machine, $800 for one that sells snacks. He posted a video showing how much he made in 1 week, just under $250. Now, more than half of that's in expenses, but still, that's easy money. All you just have to show up and take the money out of the machine. That's his job. Wow. Now, that's just two machines. Imagine having 10, 20, 30, 40. That's not a bad side hustle to have. 618 WRGN, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings, until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Loudoun Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Badgers.
Sees Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Clark, my love, 624 local news, tablets, hits at WRJN. You know how CVS Pharmacy and other places have been keeping more stuff behind locked shelves? Well, CVS is testing a new system where you'll be able to unlock those cabinets on your own through their app. Sounds kind of clunky, but here's how it works. Not only do you have to have the app on your phone, but you have to be on the store's Wi-Fi system, and you have to have your Bluetooth turned on so it knows what shelf you're trying to access. This also begs the question, would there be any issues if you opened a locked cabinet and it didn't close properly or something, and someone got something got taken from that store? Are they going to see you accessing it and come to you for the missing item? Regardless, this system's only being tested in a few stores for now. I know Walgreens had a big problem with it too recently. They said since they started putting locks on some of the shelves, their sales went down because people were just didn't want to deal with looking for somebody to open up the cabinet, so they just said, the heck with it. I won't buy it. So they're going to have to come up with a new method, too. I understand stores have to do that. You know, they get shoplifters and everything, but they got to come up with a better system than that. That sounds kind of odd, though, for CVS. You have to download their app. You got to get on their Wi-Fi system. You got to get your Bluetooth on and just to take a little item like shaving cream out of the shelf. Wow. 626 now at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 53 degrees. Cloudy, chance of rain tonight, lows 36. Rain early on tomorrow, then becoming sunny, highs near 39. Cloudy Saturday, 36 the high. Partly sunny Sunday, highs near 48. Right now, clear and 23 degrees at Radio Park with Paul Simon.
Your mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Paul Simon, me and Julio, down by the schoolyard. 628 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, you know the WRJN plays the timeless hits, right? And now as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts, too. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts. Boy, that's a tongue twister. Timeless Gifts giveaway. Now we'll set up one lucky winner covered with Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart, Sweet Tooth, is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. All that, plus the important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. Had a great concert, too, with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Simply enter at one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winner with complete details. To register, stop by Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless Hits with Timeless Gifts from your Valentine, WRJN. Oh, we're your sweetheart, aren't we? I think we're your sweetheart. It's 6:29. All right, before we get to the news, I got a feel-good story for you here. Ready? This will make you feel good. A 103-year-old woman in England named Mabel White has no family. She outlived them all. But She still had a very happy birthday last week after receiving 1,700 birthday cards from people all over the world. You know what? Happy birthday, Mabel. It's 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Microsoft purchase price is now known. The tech company is spending $3.3 billion in Racine County for a data center campus on the former Foxconn site. State records released this week show Microsoft paid about $34 million for a chunk of land near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's a 240-acre site with plans to develop a new data center there, consisting of four buildings. The tech company says the investment is separate from its ongoing Mount Pleasant project. A week after the death of a woman at his hospital, the CEO of a Waukegan facility is criticizing the coroner. At a press conference yesterday, Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel defended the hospital's actions and criticized Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock. He's not happy with her handling of the investigation. Chelsea Adolphus went to the hospital last Tuesday for treatment. Thursday night, she was found locked out on the roof and later died due to the cold. The CEO says hospital staff followed protocol when Adolphus went missing. The coroner in Lake County is a former Vista employee, with Vista officials looking to have her taken off the investigation. A neighbor that looked out for another neighbor and likely saved a life was honored this week. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office presented the Sheriff's Award to the Zosky family for their quick thinking that saved a neighbor's life. They called police after noticing the neighbor's vehicle had not moved for days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to reach out for help. The sheriff's office is praising the family for their outstanding community spirit and neighborly actions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Even if agriculture's not involved in actions taken by the Trump administration, it can get involved. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Nick Paulson's a professor of ag economics at the University of Illinois. In 2019, he spent time as a senior economist on the Council of Economic Advisors to the President. And of course, that was the first Trump administration. Paulson says that even if agriculture's not involved in policy developments, it can become a target.
We do rely so heavily for a lot of our major ag commodities on export markets, which unfortunately makes them a prime target for some of that retaliatory action. When we put in place tariffs on other countries, you know, ag is an easy target for them to put tariffs on our exports to them. And so even if agriculture is not part of the broader policy objectives of that trade policy, it unfortunately a lot of times feels the brunt of some of the negative consequences.
That's Nick Paulson. He's an ag economist from the University of Illinois and a previous member on the Council of Economic Advisors to the White House. He was a guest speaker during the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum in Madison.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
Staff and members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation have returned from their 106th annual convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation in San Antonio with a few awards. Wisconsin was recognized with the New Horizon Award. That recognizes the most innovative new state Farm Bureau programs. Wisconsin was recognized for Gather Wisconsin, which is a series of resources that are designed to connect consumers with the farmers that grow and raise the food their family enjoys. Also, Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, has been elected to a one-year term on the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual board of directors. Find more news like that at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s, currently 21 degrees.
The really cool thing when you get married is you have to learn how to argue effectively, which I did not know how to do, because I have brothers and my wife has sisters. I get brothers. Brothers argue like, you suck, you're an idiot, you want a beer? Boom, that's it. When you have sisters, and my wife has five sisters, the mob doesn't hold a grudge like sisters. This was last Christmas. Last Christmas rolls around, all five sisters are there, and they're drunk. And they're just waiting for somebody to start the eight-hour fight that will be Christmas. You ever see a big family fight and you're not in the fight? It's kind of cool. You sit on the couch like you're Jacques Cousteau in the shark cage. Observe as they tear each other to pieces. But we are safe here in the cage. One of the boyfriends, it's his first year, it's my seventh. He's like, what do we do? Shut up, stay low. Keep your head down. We are safe in the cage. And then the most awful thing I've ever seen, five drunk, screaming sisters in mid-argument, I hate you, you're an idiot, you're a... He stands up in the middle of them. Hey, don't you talk to her like that. And Philippe left the cage.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Lalinda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim. Loving him. When Sue came along, love me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who stays in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Neil Diamond, Solitary Man, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53, a chance of rain tonight, lows 36, rain early on tomorrow, then the sun's coming out, highs near 39. Right now we've got a clear sky this morning, sun is coming up over Lake Michigan, looks beautiful. I just took a peek, took my beak out the nose there for a second, took a peek with my beak, and it's clear at 23 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, there was a study way back in 1896 that found that 90% of all commercial ketchups contained injurious ingredients that could lead to death, like harmful preservatives. Coal tar, used as a dye and poisonous byproducts in the manufacturing process. So at a time when no one else cared, there was one man who was a visionary, who was obsessed with making products as pure as possible. He refused to let that brown, opaque bottle that the were in common at the time. Instead, he used see-through bottles. They were a design statement, he said. Purity through transparency. Oh, by the way, that one man who had the vision, his name was Henry Heinz. Heinz Ketchup. And now you know the rest of the story. I always wanted to say that. Now I had to. That's why I got the story. I just wanted to say the rest of the story. It's 640 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I've got the Cascades with the Rhythm of the Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for
local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:42. This is the week we're giving away the Herman's Hermits and Association tickets on WRJN. Listen today and tomorrow at about 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock, Kurt Bowman will ask you to call him and tell him the main point of the interview, what it was about. If you're the first person to recall it, you'll win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Now, here's a bonus. Today, we're picking two winners. Ah, see? Two winners today. So be listening at 10:45 to Dan Marcus for that interview right here at WRJN. Two tickets. Have we gone insane? Here come the Monkees now.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Sleepy Jean, oh, what can it mean? me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
the Monkees, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know who the opening act was for the Monkees when they first started? You're not going to believe it. Jimi Hendrix. It was the opening act for the Monkees. Talk about two acts that didn't, you know, fit. Anyway, so, yeah, a little bit of music history for you. Speaking about music history, the Grammys air this Sunday on CBS, and while some will be getting awards, here are some artists who surprisingly never won a Grammy. In alphabetical order, ABBA, The Beach Boys, Diana Ross, Guns N' Roses, Journey, Katy Perry, Queen, and the list goes on and on. People who never got a Grammy. 646 at WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request 2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
I'll never find another you. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN, where today expect sunshine. And get ready. And I checked it out. It's real. A high near 53 degrees. All I have is a winter coat. A winter coat and a spring jacket. So I'm going to stick with a winter coat because I don't want to get sick. Cloudy chance. My mother told me, always get dressed. You know, always stay warm or you'll get sick. Mom, it was germs that get you sick, not the cold weather. You're going to argue with me? It's the cold weather. I said, okay, Mom. It's funny that stuck with me all these years. Currently, it's... hold on a second here. Let me let this gentleman in the building. There we go. Okay. So anyway, sunny today with a high near 53. Cloudy tonight. Chance of rain. Lows 36. Rain early on tomorrow. Becoming sunny with a high near 39. Cloudy on Saturday with a high near 36. Partly sunny with a high near 48 on Sunday. Right now, we've got a clear sky. It's 23 degrees right here at Radio Park. And here we go again. Should the Monday after the Super Bowl be a national holiday so we can all be off from work? Well, according to this new study, 55% of people said yes. They always say it every year. And you know what? They're not going to give you the day off. Never going to happen. 6:53, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's Linda with the Stone Ponies.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
West Linda Ronstadt, Snow Ponies, local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN 655. This is odd but true. The Jonestown Flood Museum. Remember the Jonestown Flood? Well, they actually have a museum for it. The Jonestown's Flood Museum in Pennsylvania had to close down. You know why? There was a flood at the museum. I guess it happens, right? 655, local news, Timeless Hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 53 degrees. Right now it's clear and 23. Right here at Radio Park. Got Stones, one of their early hits, Painted Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Actually featured in the movie. Remember The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino? And I think Keanu Reeves is in that too. This was played over the closing credits. Kind of a spooky movie. All right, Painted Black, The Stones, 659, local news, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJN. MovieWeb.com put together a list of the best cartoon characters of all time. Here's what they came up with. Mickey Mouse in first place, followed by Bugs Bunny, the entire Simpsons family, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Fred Flintstone. See, I can dig a little deeper. Top Cat. Remember Top Cat? There's a little Daffy Duck, a Porky Pig, Yosemite Sam. These are all great cartoon characters. I would have put Bugs Bunny at number one because Mickey, his cartoons don't hold up like Bugs Bunny cartoon. I see a Bugs Bunny cartoon occasionally. I'm still laughing. It's 7 o'clock. Local news, Timeless Hits.
Local news and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Let's check the news of the mornings. First, here's CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A passenger plane and an Army Black Hawk collide in midair near the nation's capital.
It was a CRJ and a helicopter that hit, I would say maybe a half
mile off the approach.
Air traffic control is an American Eagle flight from Wichita, Kansas, with 64 people on board on its final descent into Reagan National, crashed into a military chopper carrying three soldiers. Both aircraft plunged into the water. A law enforcement source tells CBS News 30 bodies have now been recovered. Correspondent Nicole Skanga is at the airport.
Law enforcement sources we've been speaking to on the scene saying that debris, in addition to some of those human remains, have been washing up alongside the Potomac River.
Washington, D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly.
It's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with